Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. It's so good to be back. And if you're new here on the podcast, my name is Anna Hawkes Cabral. I'm an author, blogger, and a podcaster. And I have a passion for reaching out to Christian mums with gospel truth. So at the moment, I'm doing this series here on the podcast, which is called Rule of Life. Now, a rule of life basically is a commitment to live according to God's priorities. So things that help position us to receive from God and to give back to God and to give to others. So we've been talking about working in surrender at the moment. So not creating work for ourselves or hustling around or just doing whatever we feel like, but actually working as a form of glorifying God, doing everything for God, not for show, not for people's applause, but just doing things for God, embracing small faithful work and living a life of work to glorify God. That's the main thing that we want to do as Jesus followers. And often it's very easy for us to conform to the patterns of the world and just work because we want money, or work to help us with feelings of guilt, or because we fear what other people think of us or whatever. But we really need the Spirit's help to be able to work in a way that glorifies God, and we're doing it with the right motivations in the right way. And it's always with this purpose of doing it in surrender to God, working in surrender to God. And about that, this week's episode is actually going to be a conversation between me and a friend of mine, Jennifer Kasuda. And Jennifer, like me, is also an author and a blogger and a podcaster and a mum and a wife. And these things that we do and the roles that we have, sometimes they feel like there are a lot of things, and they are. However, we're going to be talking about the aspect of working in surrender to God's will and doing what He wants us to do, and not doing things from a perspective of trying to get everything done. And yes, so it's a really good conversation, so I hope you'll join me and listen in today. Jennifer Kasuda, founder of The Out of a Messy House, is a wife, mum, teacher, author, and podcaster. She's a native of New Jersey, where she lives with her husband of almost 14 years and their three children and puppy. As a public school teacher since 2006, Jen has a passion for inspiring youth to walk in their God-given giftings. After decades of battling anxiety of different forms, she was set free by God's grace. It was at that moment that she promised to never stop sharing about God's goodness and truth, giving Him all the glory. The Art of a Messy House books, blog, and podcast is where she shares her devotional stories and encouragement. Visit Jen's website, theartofamessyhouse.com, and follow along on Instagram at @theartofamessyhouse. So, hi Jennifer, welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast and the series that we're doing at the moment, which is Rule of Life. It's so good to have you on here.
Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you so much for coming on. So, could you tell us a little bit about your testimony? So, how did you become a Christian?
So, you know, this question used to stump me. Like, my story is not like many people who I hear their testimony. And, you know, the Lord has really recently reminded me and comforted me in the fact that, you know, everyone has a different testimony. And so I was trying to connect the dots of this. Like, what do I tell people? What was the time? Like, what was the moment? And He's really shown me a whole bunch of moments that were part of the whole journey. And so I grew up in Catholic schools and going to Catholic church. And there were people along the way that were just put into my life that taught me things like prayer is talking to God. So I've had these moments and these great like mentors even. Like I think back to my sixth and eighth grade, she was the main teacher I had in sixth grade and also in eighth grade. And she was the one, she would tell us to put our head down. She would say, right now we're going to have just these moments where we're praying, but remember that's just talking to God. And so I started having this relationship before I was even, I mean, I was studying the Bible because I was in school and that's what we did, but I wasn't reading it. I wasn't reading God's word for myself. I was doing because I had to, but yet I had this growing relationship with him because I was, you know, talking to him. My journal, I read a book at that time. And I remember like, it was a girl who had written her journal to God. And so I started to even write a journal to God and have these prayers. I wasn't always listening as much as I should have been. I was very much like a one-way conversation many of the time, but not all the time. But I always think about like just the people, even the nurse at the doctor's office that would be like, Jesus loves you. Come in here. I want to talk to you. And there were these people just that were lining my life up. And so when I met my husband and we started dating, we started going to an Assemblies of God church because he had grown up with, you know, Christian. And, you know, even when we got married, we could not go to the same church according to the church I was going to. Well, we could go, but he couldn't participate in things. And so, you know, he challenged me, my husband. He was like, well, why are we not going to a church where we both can, you know, be growing within, like growing together and experiencing the same, you know, thing. And so that's really where I got involved in the church that my husband had gone to growing up. And we've been there for so many years now, like decades, but that's really that was in my 20s, but in my early 30s was through there and through even in like a moment where I was in a really low pit of anxiety, maybe the lowest pit of anxiety, because I had really battled anxiety most of my life. But that was really in a moment of like reaching enough is enough kind of moment and seeking God. You know, my father-in-law would come over and he bought me a Bible and he's like, why don't you start reading the Bible now? You know, like you're reading scripture here and there, but like, here's your own Bible. And then a pastor friend, actually the one I'm meeting up with today, she came over and brought me a devotional. And so it was all these signs of like, you know, why I kept reaching out. I kept like crying out to God, like, why am I stuck in these cycles of anxiety and things? And it was like, he was showing me with these people, these amazing people that were coming and handing me literally the Bible, handing me a devotional and saying, you aren't in my word, like get into my word, like, you know, let's grow this relationship. And that's really when everything started to shift in my life. And the relationship, you know, I didn't have my shield of faith. I didn't have the readiness of the gospel. And because I wasn't in the word and it, you know, it just didn't know anything. I didn't know that. And so I think about that. And I think like, that's really where I saw like transformation in my life, but I had grown up really having that relationship, but not growing in it as much as I could have been. So I was really blessed to be able to like have those people along the way, but then in my 30s, really have people like, okay, this is your next step.
Yeah, that's so encouraging, because I love hearing people's testimonies, because it just shows God's grace. Like, as you were saying, like him planting people in your life just to like with seeds of truth, and he used different people to reach to you. And it's just so encouraging how he seeks after those that he's already chosen. And yeah, he'll do anything to reach us. So it's such a lovely testimony. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you for asking. And yeah, I'm so grateful for those people. I think that sometimes we don't, like you said, like we don't know the impact we have by just encouraging somebody or like buying a devotional or telling them Jesus loved them. And we often don't see the impact or like that domino effect that happens, but it really does.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I've been actually trying to do this myself with a few people I know who are actually Catholics as well. Yeah. And yeah, because it can be about like the rituals or just the tradition, and just going and speaking about Jesus and speaking about relationship and speaking about his grace specifically, because for them, it's very hard to this concept of grace. And yes, yeah, it's so encouraging to hear that. I actually gave one of my books to a friend of mine recently who's also a Catholic, and I was just like praying that somehow something about my story, and it's my first book about how I understood grace better as a mum. I'm just hoping that that will impact her where she's at in life and that she'll come to understand. But obviously it's God who has to open her eyes, her spiritual eyes, to see that. But yeah, he uses us to be messengers of his truth, and that's such a lovely thing. In terms of your journey as a mum, what would you say are some of the greatest things you've learned about the gospel?
About the gospel. Well, I think that, you know, just learning about his grace, right? Like learning that, I think one of the biggest lies I grew up thinking was that everything bad that happened to me was something I was doing and I was being punished for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I lived in that state, and that's like a depressing way to live and a different way of thinking. And so when I started to like read the gospel for myself, I started to just see how perfect God is and how he never asked us to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me, that was like a really eye-opening thing, where perfection was a lie. It was one that I had been really seeking. I had been seeking perfection. And so once that weight was lifted of like, okay, but God is perfect, I am not perfect, I don't need to strive for that, that was like such a weight lifted. And just like you even said about grace, that's the message that, you know, we receive God's grace and love. We don't need to achieve it. And I think it went against, when I learned that, it was like this moment of like, oh, this goes against everything I have done and how I have lived, and like, you know, seeking this and like, or I earn this or I deserve this. And maybe if I get this award, and, you know, it really just was another weight lifted, and how like almost like God embracing us, like, you don't need to do any of this. Like it's done, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that. Like fight from victory, don't fight for the victory. You don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. And so it really goes into having, choosing kingdom culture every day. And that has been really, those have been some of the big lessons I've learned in being in the gospel as a mom.
That's so good. Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting because like throughout the Bible, we just see that it's our faith It's not like us performing in a certain way, but it's receiving his righteousness for us. And it's such a lovely thing. And then obviously even the process where God is working in us to make us more like Jesus, even that, it's grace. It's not us striving to become, but it's us spending time with God, receiving his spirit, and he's the one who's changing us. So it's all his grace. So yeah, and I think this is very counter even motherhood culture, which is a lot about like performing a certain way.
Like it makes me think of this, you know, the culture we live in. You're right. Yeah. And just how there's just so many, you know, I often feel or like see and hear other people saying, I just can't remember everything, I can't do all these things. And it really goes into, you know, when we have this beautiful relationship with the Lord, he shows us what we need to do. Not every good thing is for us, right? Not every good thing is a God thing. And that has been so important and so, such a major part of this journey of motherhood too. And just how he's really just changed me in, and continues to do so, and really opening my eyes to that. And, and I think it's so important why we have to turn to him for all the things, to figure out what does he want us to do? Because the world will have us doing everything. We're trying to do everything, especially as moms.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, this topic of working and surrender is about this, because I notice this a lot in the culture, even where I'm in, where especially the parenting culture and the motherhood culture, it's about getting everything done and being involved in everything, and even like showing that you love your children enough to do X, or that you're a good parent because you do Y. And yeah, it's just breaking away from that and surrendering to God and asking, what do you want me to do? Whatever that looks like. And obviously God calls us to love people, but he has a very specific purpose for each one of us, and it's not going to look the same for everyone. And there's just so much freedom in that.
There really is.
And but in your case, so you're a mum, you're a wife, and you're a teacher and an author and a blogger as well and podcaster. So how do you get all these things done?
So the one thing I had to really, well, first of all, starting the day with God. Oh, wait. You know, thank you, God. Good morning. What do you want me to do today? Because, you know, when I was attaching my success to, or measuring my success with what the world wanted me to do, or my list, right? Each day, I was feeling defeated all the time because it's impossible to do everything. And so surrendering to him has really helped in the every morning, because I think surrender is this like continual process. And so like in doing that in the morning, it really helps fix my focus on prioritizing that day. And so he's guiding, you know, like I'm leaning into him to help me. And it's been a lot of pruning of people pleasing, loving my list. And I still write lists, but it's like they're not controlling me. Been a lot of slowing down and practicing. I always say practice the pause, because it's really what I do before I do anything and what he has really shown me to do, because different seasons call for different focuses. And I, you know, when he gave the idea, even of the art of a messy house, I was like wanting to jump in, was like, okay, I want to do this. I want to have this all done. And he's taught me to not jump ahead and run it like it needs to be a race. It's not a race. It's like, you know, stay in his embrace. Don't jump out of my embrace. We're going to take this slowly, like practice the pause, like pause with me. I will show you, like, this year, what is it that I want you to focus on? Like, you don't need to get it all done. I used to feel like it was like this race. I guess it's part of our culture, right? Like, we have to get it done yesterday or else it's not, someone else is going to do it. And it's like, no, the Lord has a, I think that was so eye-opening for me when I learned that we each have a God-given identity and we each have these God-given gifts that he has for us. Like, the plans are individualized for us. And so we're not going to miss it when we're walking in it. And so sometimes seasons may call us to just focus on, you know, being a mom and doing the mom things and prioritizing. We need to, I just find like the constant prioritizing with the Lord, like God first, husband, you know, spouse, kids, job in the ministry come after. And so when it gets a little messy, or when I feel a little stressed, I know sometimes that the priorities might be a little off. And so pausing again to really, to use it not as a way to feel shame or guilt, instead, like, use it as an opportunity to draw even closer to God and just listen to, what do you want me to do, Lord? And what do you want me to know about this and do about this? What is good and what is from you, Lord? What is, you know, I want to only do what you want me to do. And so when the busy, that's really what has helped, and leaning into his strength. And he's so faithful, because sometimes it's like we can pray, even like if there's a decision before me as a mom or as an adult, there's been a couple, and I think of one in particular where it was an opportunity placed before me. It was like kind of out of nowhere. And my husband and I prayed, we fasted, and we were like, you know what? Okay, we'll do this. And I remember we were praying, and right before I was sending an email to accept this opportunity, I prayed that if it wasn't from God, I didn't want it, and closed the door. And even though I was super excited for it, I was like, wonderful. And sure enough, the opportunity did, it was like, it did close my face, which in hindsight, this was like a year ago. In the moment, I was like, oh, that didn't feel good. It came out of nowhere. But I was like, I prayed to only walk in what God has for me. And so those moments may come, but it's like God uses those for whatever it is that his will, you know, surrendering to his ways, because he knows, he sees things that we don't see. And so he protects us from things we don't know. And so actually, out of that closed door came my podcast. So it's just like because I was more like preparing for this opportunity. And then when it slammed in my face, I was like, I say that like a little dramatically, but, you know, it was just taken away from me. And so I said, God, what am I supposed to do with this now? Like, I have all these things that I was going to use for this opportunity. And then he started to place people in my life that were in podcasts or invite me on podcasts. So it's like when we surrender it, it's we may not see it all, but it's, he will reveal the things and take us. It's like, mm-hmm. he will take us through where he wants us to be. And we don't need to try to figure it out as long as we are surrendered and walking in that pray step kind of way.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. And I think, as you were saying, this thing of sometimes us feeling like a pressure to do things very fast or to be doing a lot. And we feel that, I think, a lot as authors as well, because we read a lot about you need to have an audience of this size and you need to do this and you need to do the other. And you can feel this kind of pressure to do a lot and to do it fast. And I've felt that as well at times. But yeah, God has been also taking me on this journey of like slowing down and surrendering to him and trusting in him. And yeah, and even taking a few steps of faith where maybe I would think, well, that's the opposite of what people are saying to do. But actually, God is asking me to take these steps of faith and trust him for the fruit. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's such a good thing to hear about how God's also been speaking to you. And on your blog, you've been talking about truth seeking and also about God's love. So how do you relate these two areas with working in surrender?
You know, as I learn more of his truth and as I'm in his word daily and learning, just experiencing him and learning him more, and, you know, you just get filled with his joy and love deeper. And I was trying to figure out how to even put this into words, but it just involves a lot of trust before seeing, but when we seek his love and we seek his truth and we start to store it on our hearts and our minds and we surrender what his plans are over ours, he just continues to show us more and draw us closer. And there's more, I just feel his peace more. And so I think that in our world, there is like this negative, like surrender is a negative term, right? It's like almost like, okay, like when really it's not this negative term. It's this, in fact, the complete opposite of where it's where the peace is where there's more joy and love, because we're literally just giving it to him. And so I think that I talk about that so much because it's so much of when we have decisions before us, like big and small, every single day, and we can be seeking the ways of the world to help us decide. We can be seeking, even like you said before, like, you know, it may not be the advice we're getting from most people or what people think we should do. But when the Lord reveals something to us, we don't need confirmations from other people. And that's been something that has been so that, you know, the pruning of the people pleasing and pruning of like waiting for confirmation after confirmation when the Lord has already shown us what to do is just been really, transformational in my life. And just his love and how, you know, sometimes when we don't feel, when we face those false lies in this world, or we face those feelings that are unreliable, we can just depend on his promises and his love and how he is dependable. And so I just want everyone to understand that and to, you know, you don't, once again, it goes back to the, that you don't need to achieve his love. We can just receive it and his grace. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, we can live surrender. I think that often it's so easy to surrender to the ways of the world. And so there's so much freedom. And you said that before, in surrendering to him and to living according to, you know, that kingdom culture where we don't conform to the patterns of the world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind in his word. Because he will reveal things that we have believed or that people have spoken to us that are not true, that are false truths, and he will replace it with truth.
Yeah. I was actually recording another episode this morning about that, which is that sometimes when we're working, we are doing it because we feel, sometimes even from like our background as children, or just as you were saying, like hearing what people say to us in the world, that we need to work for our worth. So we need to perform so that we're better, or we're better than so-and-so, or just so that we're good enough. But actually understanding that our identity in God, it doesn't change according to how we perform. It's a gift. It's by grace, as we were saying. And yeah, just having, when we have that security of who we are in Christ, we can work in this way where we're surrendered to God and we're always trying to please Him and doing what He wants us to do rather than just working just to get recognition from others or working to feel better about ourselves or whatever. But it's a journey, I suppose, for all of us, and something we all need to, as you were saying before, actually, and I was, when you were saying that, I was like nodding, which is, you were saying, like, this thing, this process of surrender, it's like a day by day, moment by moment thing, even where we're following the Spirit rather than following the flesh. And yeah, and just always having that thing of choosing God's ways and choosing God's heart and choosing kingdom culture rather than just doing what everyone else is doing or just following our own sinful desires or whatever. But yeah, so this is it for today. But before we finish, where can people find you and your writing and your blog and your podcast?
I have a website. It's theartofamessyhouse.com. That's where you can find all the things. But also the podcast now is on Apple, Spotify, or wherever people listen to podcasts. And with social media, I'm mainly on Instagram. They're at the Art of a Messy House as well. You know, I do have a YouTube account where I just share some of the things that are from Instagram as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'll link to your social media and to your website in the show notes so people can find you. Thank you so much for being on today. It was such a blessed conversation. And thank you for coming on.
No, I thank you for having me on. It was such a blessing.